I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're the morning show that covers Cleveland, and this is so important here on the Jen and Tim Show. Dr. Amy Edwards, the pediatric infectious disease specialist with UH Hospitals, joins the show.
Dr. Edwards, how worried should we be about the coronavirus here in Cleveland?
You know, actually not that much in Ohio yet or in Cleveland. And so we have, you know, been working over the last several months together with the Department of Health and all of our response teams to be ready in case something were to happen here in Cleveland. But, you know, right now we're so much more focused on influenza and on the kind of the normal stuff that makes us so sick in the winter.
I think when you hear the word coronavirus, we each have a different picture of what coronavirus is. So tell us, what is coronavirus?
So coronavirus is actually a virus that we've known about it for ages. It infects many different species of animal. There are actually human coronaviruses that every winter come out and cause basically the common cold. So believe it or not, you've probably had coronavirus before. This particular coronavirus originated probably in bats as opposed to humans, and then it managed to cross over somewhere in China. But again, it's a virus that it's been around for ages. We know it exists, and this has happened before. Both SARS and MERS were coronaviruses that crossed over also from bats.
So here we are, a lot of people getting ready for spring break, taking trips, whether they're going overseas or here in the United States. What would you say to these people? Should we not be traveling right now?
Certainly maybe not to China, and maybe I might leave Italy off my list. But no, I don't think there's any reason not to travel at this moment. I think that obviously you want to keep an ear to the ground, and if things do get worse, the CDC may release new guidelines on travel. But if you're really not sure, we actually have a travel center, the Roe Green Center for Travel and Global Health at UH. You can meet with an infectious disease specialist, and they can review with you where you're going, what precautions you should take, what you might need to do to get ready for that trip.
And in general, what should we be doing to avoid spreading flu, coronavirus, any illness that's going around right now?
The things that we say every year still remain true, even in a coronavirus outbreak, and that is wash your hands. If you're sick, we ask that you stay home, even if you're sick with fairly mild symptoms, because what might be mild for you may not be mild for somebody else. If you absolutely cannot stay home, keep your distance. There's no reason to be shaking hands and hanging out with people if you're ill, and let your doctor know if you have concerns.